Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's podcast is number 700. Holy cow, 700 podcasts. Pretty awesome. Our topic is mindset and the title is, It's All About You. Imagine that. This podcast is all about you. That's wonderful, that's amazing, and it's not even sarcasm. So if you've been listening to our 700 podcast so far, typically a title like this was me being like a jerk and being sarcastic and saying it's not really all about you and blah, 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 blah. But today we're actually going to talk about you and the importance of controlling ourselves to gain a sense of control in life. In our lives, we cannot control others. In our lives, we cannot control the world around us. And all of us, myself included, we do struggle to control ourselves. But it is ourself that we have the most influence over. It is ourself that we should put our focus and efforts into. Because the more we can control ourselves, the healthier and happier and better our lives will be. The more we focus on trying to control others, we're just going to be sad, disappointed, angry, frustrated. The more we try to control life, sad, disappointed, angry, frustrated. The only thing we do have influence over that we know if we put effort into, we're going to get an outcome from it, is when we focus in on ourselves. So today I was actually thinking about just how good I felt by being in my normal morning rhythm. So it's a normal rhythm for myself, a fun, good, happy morning, puts me in a good mood for the day. I feel positive throughout the entire start of the day, it rolls into the rest of the day, and it feels like a victory for me. So I've read a lot of business books and a lot of intrapersonal books, and they've discussed the importance of a morning routine and just the benefits of a morning routine and how we start the day does influence how we spend the day and end the day. So I want to talk a little bit about my morning routine, but this isn't a podcast about morning routines. What we're going to talk about today is how we have plans every day, whether we know it or not, of how the day will go. And it never goes that way, or very rarely does. And how well we embrace that reactionary process we go through can influence our lives significantly. If we do not plan ahead, if we do not plan ulterior options, if we don't try to go with the flow while still getting in what we need, life will be overwhelming, it'll be consuming, you'll never reach your goals, you'll always feel like you're falling behind. So what I wanted to do today was talk about what my morning routine is currently, where it goes wrong, what I do to try to adjust and save the day, and then just the process of that overall and how it has helped me live a better life. And the clients I work with, the more we can have this same attitude, it helps them live a better life as well. This same attitude of, I know what I want to get done today. I know how I'd like to do it. Some days that goes well, some days it doesn't. So the how to changes, but the what of what I get done does not. Or try to very little. One of the main things that I love doing with clients, and when they're interactive and they send questions and use the service to a full degree, is we talk about these things, like these life things, and setting up routines for them, setting up, in this scenario do this, in this scenario do that. So one of the client options I have is where we do a phone call every single week, and those clients by far get the best rate of success, because we have a chance to talk and discuss and kind of just share ideas back and forth. I get to share ideas from all of my clients to each individual client, and then all the books I've read and all these things. So by me just having access to a lot of people, it's exposed me to a lot of information, and therefore I can be like a vessel to pass on that information. So the clients I have that we get to talk, it's amazing how much that has an influence. And really all we ever talk about is just kind of problem solving and like day-to-day actions. There's no special secrets. There's no amazing tidbits that we can share that kind of universally just fixes everything. It's just learning moment by moment what's the best choice the next time this moment comes up. So, let's go through some morning routine, let's go through some ideas, and I hope this will help. So right now, my morning routine is I wake up in the morning and I spend some time with my loved ones. So I live with my fiance right now, and when we wake up in the morning, she likes to get coffee, so I go out, hang out with her, and we just kind of share a little bit of time in the morning, depends on what time we get up. Just sometimes it's 10 minutes, sometimes it's 30 minutes. We just enjoy spending the time together. And she is my number one human priority, so she's my number one people priority. And I want to start my day by letting her know that, by letting her feel that, that I am present with her and I care for her and she is important to me. So that's very important to have that sense of openness to time. So if we get up late and we only have 5 or 10 minutes, I'm going to make the most of that 5 or 10 minutes. She's going to know that I'm there and present-minded for the 5 and 10 minutes. If we have 15, 20, 25, whatever, I'm going to make myself available emotionally, mentally, and just in the moment, in the present moment. Then she starts into her work day. I start into cooking and prepping for the day. So I'll cook and prep like her food for the day, my food for the day. It's also when I listen to, I have a goal every day of listening to a sermon. I listen to different like podcasts where you can listen to different like sermons. So this could be anything. It doesn't have to be a sermon. So I don't mean to push on like religion or anything, but it's what I do. That's what we're talking about is my morning routine. So that's one of my goals is to listen to a sermon every day. I like having the idea of homework and working on my spirituality since that's something that's important to me. So I like listening to something every day that connects me with the material of my spirituality and the thought process and the mindfulness that I want to have. I then also have time to get in part of an audio book that I'm listening to. Right now I'm listening to the 48 Laws of Power, I believe it is. I'm using my phone to record part of this visually, so hello to everybody on the phone. But otherwise I'd look up the title, but I can't think of it right now. But it talks about like just different personality types and the positives and negatives of those traits. So they'll talk about, you know, certain type of narcissist, and they'll give a life example of where that type was negative for a person. But then they'll also give an example of how that type was positive, how a person was able to harness the goods and bads of their personality to live a best life. I love that because it helps me not only live my best life, it helps me identify behaviors in other people and how to best work within their parameters to get the best outcome for them. So part of what I do for a living is like obviously nutrition, personal training, but it's also just management of people. So I work with a lot of people. So there's going to be a wide variety of personality types that I get in touch with. So I want to know how to best interact with each personality type so I can help them live their best life. What would be my best role for them? So that's a really cool audiobook. I'm really enjoying that one. So that's I'll listen to those while I cook and prep the food for the day. I also, while I'm walking out to the kitchen, I take out any laundry we have. I put it in the washer, get that all prepped. While I'm cooking, it washes. I then can switch it over to the dryer. So I'm doing a lot of like what I call adulting. So doing a lot of adult things. While I'm also listening to my podcast, while I'm also cooking and prepping food for the day. So trying to layer in many, many, many purposes. So during that time, I'm not just spending all that time on one thing or even two things. I'm getting 3, 4, 5, you know, multiple things knocked out of the day and doing very well. Then I head to the gym, start into these podcasts, and then I get into clients and the rest of my day. So that is the intention of what I would love to have happen every day. Does that happen every day? Hell no. Do I wish it did? Yes. But sometimes it changes. You know, it's just, if a loved one needs your help, so that means that sometimes I don't have the open time in the morning. Maybe I have to go do something for somebody. And that means that I have to push some of this stuff to nighttime. So maybe I'll push time with my loved ones to later in the day. And then I choose to stay up even later in the evening if I need to, like, to do work. So my clients will know that sometimes they'll get emails at, you know, midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. And it's not all the time, but it does happen sometimes. But that work needs done. They're paying me and trusting me to be a positive influence in their life, and I can't do that if I don't communicate. So sometimes I have to forego some sleep or forego some other goals and things to get in what I need to get in. However, loved ones to me is a high priority. So I'm always going to make room for that first and then make room for other things. The cooking and prepping, again, sometimes I miss that in the morning. Sometimes there's craziness, something happens, can't get it done. That's why we have quick meals available in the house. We have, you know, cashews always available for like a snack. We have cottage cheese. We have Greek yogurt and granola. We have microwavable rice. We have pre-cooked like lunch meat and like chicken sausages. So we have meal options that can be cooked and prepped in literally 5 minutes or less. I talk all the time, and to ad nauseum probably of you guys, is the bagel sandwiches. You can make a bagel sandwich with lunch meat in 2 minutes. So we have quick meal options all the time available if I can't get in what I need to get in terms of cooking the food that I would normally want to cook. Then sometimes later at dinner, if we had to eat like quick foods all day, I might stop at night and try to cook a nice warm dinner. And when I do, I'll maybe make extra portions for the next morning, knowing that, you know, hey, having that ready ahead of time would be a good thing. So that's an adjustment sometimes I have to make. The sermon and the audiobook, if I don't get those in the morning, so sometimes maybe somebody's home and while I'm cooking they want to talk, so therefore I'm not going to listen to my podcast, I'm going to take the time with my loved one. I'm always going to regret not having the loved one there before I'd ever regret missing a podcast. So I'll try to listen to the podcast later in the day while I'm, you know, driving to work or home from work. I'll maybe listen to the podcast while I work out instead of music. I'll listen to the podcast while I do paperwork, or even just set a 10-minute timer before I fall asleep. So the beautiful thing about technology now is in Audible and Podbean, you can set just like a 10-minute timer and it'll turn off. So I'll just listen to it for 10 minutes before I fall asleep, and that at least gets it in for the day. The podcast, as you all know, if you've been staying around with us, my goal is to have daily podcasts, but by no means do I actually get these done every day. Unfortunately, I do miss some days, so therefore I have to kind of catch up, and I'll make two or three the next day and try to post all of them at once. But my goal is, if it's been 700 days since I started the podcast, I want to have 700 podcasts available. So sometimes things don't go the way that we plan. So therefore we have to have some kind of plan Bs ahead of time. So there's the planned routine of what we want to get done and how we want to do it. But then there are the things that need done. So what we want to think of is starting to create in our mind a distinction between the how and the what. My routine every day is the how I want to get those things met. But no matter how, those things need done. Meaning that if my routine gets messed up, that doesn't mean I miss the things that I want to do. The things I want to do are still identified. They're still in my mind. There's still other ways to reach those goals throughout the day. So if my how of plan A doesn't work, I don't just completely screw up the whole day and miss everything I wanted, which is often what happens to a lot of people because they connect their routine with the things. Well, if I don't have it in this order, I'm just not going to get them done that day. No, that's a horrible way of doing it because your day will not always be predictable. Your day will vary from day to day. You won't always have a plan A. And if you live that way, as in like, well, this is my routine or I miss things, you're going to notice that you're going to miss things way more often than what you want and way more often than what will allow you to reach your goals. So you need to be able to set a routine, have a best plan, a plan A. You need to also have a plan B. And you need to have a plan of however the hell possible I need to get this done in some way. So plan A, plan B, then plan however the hell I can. That's the idea. So if sometimes if Meredith has a meeting in the morning in which my podcast would be audibly annoying for her and or get in the way, something like that. I just put my earphones in. So I have a set of earbuds, wireless earbuds. I bought a pair for my house. I bought a pair for the gym. I bought a pair to go in my backpack and travel with me. That sounds like I'm spending a bajillions of dollars, but these are like $20 things off Amazon. So it's $60 compared to like, you know, $200 like Beats headphones. But the idea is I want to be able to be my best. And I don't want to, well, my earphones are at the gym, therefore I can't listen to the thing at home. If it's just $20 that's separating me from living my best life no matter where I am, well then why the hell would I not spend the $20 on that? So that's what I did. I made sure I was prepared to, if I have to listen to it quietly to myself, that's totally fine. I will always have that option available to me. Then, if others need me, like I said, things sometimes get abbreviated. So I actually have options for sermons that I like to listen to that are between 20 to 30 minutes. But then I also have a podcast series that I found that was like 8 minutes or less sermons. It was like a lesson of the day kind of thing. So if I know I have a short day and I don't have time to listen to the big one, I'll listen to one of the short ones. But that's awesome in the sense that it still gives me an option, a way to get my goals met. And as sometimes happens with the podcast, sometimes I will totally miss the goal of the day. Absolutely. And I need to then learn how to not only make up that effort, but I also need to learn how to identify what got in the way, what prevented me from being able to meet my goal that day. And is there a way I can better prepare myself for the next time that may happen? So can I have kind of like a way to make it up? And then can I have a way to analyze and identify how to prevent it in the future? And these are all the things that we need to do. If it's all about us, if it's all about you, as we said, the more you can control you and what you want to do, the healthier and happier you can live your life. So we need to find ways to get in what you need to be your best. First of all, we need to identify what those are. We need to identify our priorities. Who are the people that are most important to us? What are the actions and kind of goals that are most important to us? Sometimes those goals are big things. Well, for each of those big things, we need to break them down into daily things. What can I do today? What can I do each day that leads me to my best life, that leads me to those big, big goals? So if you have a goal that's 4 months away, just looking at that goal 4 months away is not good enough. You must identify what you can do today that leads you towards that goal. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you try something today, find out it wasn't the best thing, and you have to adjust for tomorrow. You find out that that wasn't the best, and you have to adjust the next day. But the key is that every day you are addressing what will give you your best life. You need to know what they are. You need to then plan your routine, plan your day. How will I get these in? How can I blend all of my have-to-dos with my want-to-dos? How can I make my life the best possible? By getting all of this in. Now, that is not easy, not in any way. I have been working on this, oh gosh, I mean, years and years and years. Like I opened the gym in 2011, so it's been 9 years coming up on 10 years. And since that day, I've been trying to figure out the best way to blend my workload of the day in with what I want to do in my day, like how to be my best. So that's been at least a 9-year process for me. And I'm still learning every day because certain goals change, certain things change, who is in my life changes. So it's an ongoing, continual process. Something that you want to work on to improve over time, meaning that every day you have to give attention to it. So you have a plan for the day. That's your plan A. You also need to know, well, what if this doesn't work? What happens if, you know, I plan to do blank, blank, blank at 9 in the morning, but all of a sudden there's a meeting that runs over. There's somebody that needs me. There's an errand I have to run. I flat out forget. How can I then get it in a plan B? So I told you, for my morning routine, I have ways in which I will address each of my goals of the morning routine in a different time or in a different way throughout the day if I can't get it in the way that I really wanted. How do you think I know how to do that now? Because one day it came up, it got in the way, life kind of had different plans for me, and I said, oh crap, I'm not getting that in today. What do I need to do? What do I need to adjust? So I had to learn on the fly to adjust per day what was best for me. The goal is that I actually identified and learned and worked the process. That's what most people don't do. If they mess it up, they still try to return to their plan A the next day. They never really develop a plan B, and or they don't allow themselves to realize that whether I get it in through plan A, whether I get it in through plan B, whether I get it in through plan C, D, E, F, whatever, it doesn't matter as long as I get it in. So do not hold yourself to this perfect standard. It doesn't matter if you're perfect. It just matters that you get the things in. This is why it's important to be able to identify our routine rather than, it's important to identify a routine separate from our items and things that we need to get done. We can't have those blended together, because once a routine gets messed up, we'll then mess up our priorities. We have to know them separately, so that way when the routine messes up, it doesn't mean we don't get in what we need to get in. So you will never be able to control others. You will never be able to control life in general. But you can always work towards controlling you. I'll be the first to admit that I do not control myself perfectly. There are things I do every day that I wish I didn't, and or they're not the best things for me, or I was lazy in this way, but, you know, kind of overzealous in that way. Maybe I said something wrong. There are always, always, always mistakes that we will make. But it's the narrowing of that scope that's going to allow us to live our best life. I'm not here to beat myself up. I'm not here to praise myself for victories that are kind of false. I'm here to just parent myself and say, hey, you know, you might have messed this thing up. That's going to happen. You tried your best with what you knew at that time. Let's identify some things that went wrong. Let's figure out how to fix it, and let's move on. I've even had times where I'm like, okay, dude, you did not try your best. You knew better than that. What the hell is wrong with you? The last time we did it, it didn't work out. The last time before that we did it, it didn't work out. Even the last time we did that before that, it didn't work out. How many times is it going to take you to learn? Sometimes it takes dozens and dozens and dozens of times. Sometimes you'll make progress, you'll slip back, you'll fall back, and then you'll have to fight for it again. It has to be understood that it is a process. There is no set it and forget it. You're never going to get it perfect and then not have to try anymore. Every day, you will want to try to be your best by doing small little things, checking things off on your to-do list, getting your priorities met. It's a fun, workable process. The reason why I think it's fun is because I know the better I get at it, the better the life I get to have. That's so rewarding. That the more I work on me, the more results I see. If I focus my efforts on changing other people, I don't see anything but frustration, anger, disappointment. If I work on trying to change life, oh my gosh, frustration, anger, disappointment. It's all about you. If you work towards controlling you, you can have a better life. So one thing I listened to this morning that I kind of brought up a neat point was, if others do or say things that make me mad, make me upset, well, I have control over that. Often the reason why other people do hurtful things is because it stems from a hurt within themselves. So I need to recognize more often, and as much as I can, that it's not about me. It's not about you. Their pain is being expressed towards you, but it's not about you. So forgive them, distance yourself, do some acts of self-care, remind yourself of good things about yourself, laugh with some friends, and move on. The more you can remove yourself from emotional reactions to other people's emotional reactions, the more health and happiness and peace you can have in your life. And it's the same thing with our daily routine. The more we can work on controlling ourselves by identifying our priorities, by planning ahead, and by understanding that if we mess up, it's okay. Identify why, learn from it, and move on. Work the process. Focus on the things you can control, and it'll give you a healthier, happier life. So it is all about you. And I wish you the best of luck. Now, if you'd like any help in this process, like I said, we do help clients with this. Just reach out with what you're struggling with, and we'll reach back with some information. Maybe a good book you can check out, a resource like a podcast, just anything in general that might help you live a healthier life. Just let us know what you're struggling with, and we'll try to help. You are not alone. We are always here. I appreciate your investment into the podcast, and I want you to always know that we are excited to invest back into you. If you need anything, always email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. A great, wonderful, amazing life is ahead of you. Just work on it each and every day. Don't aim for perfection, aim for progress. And you can have a wonderful, happy, fun life. I wish that for all of you. So thank you for listening. If you do think this podcast is helpful, please share it with family and friends. So if there's people we love in our life, we want to share good, loving information. I'm hoping this podcast is one of those things. So please share. You can share it on social media, email, text message, conversation, however. Just the more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you do like this type of information, you can always find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. This podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.